The Scobell Chemical Company operated for 60 years on 2 acres of land near Rochester, New York. Before it went out of business in 1986, it was a chemical repackager. It bought in bulk and packaged compounds in smaller quantities for resale to other firms. Among those chemicals were organic solvents like toluene and trichloroethene, and a now-banned herbicide called Silvex, which environmentalists have identified as a possible cancer-causing agent. All of those chemicals were found beneath this land 10 years ago, when New York State condemned it for an interstate highway project. The New York State Department of Environmental Conservation has now started planning for a project to clean it up. But environmental engineer Jim Morris says before anything can be done, they have to get out and get the feel of the land.
You look at figures, you look at site maps, and you say, I want to put the point here, but it's totally different coming out. You have to get a feel for where things can go, where a drill rig can get into. You just need to look things over logistically.
Morris is with the Department of Environmental Conservation, New York's environmental regulating agency. Like most states, New York has its own version of an environmental superfund based on the federal Superfund program. Morris is manager of a New York Superfund project to deal with the Scobell Chemical site, or as all those involved say, to remediate it. Morris is walking the land on a very windy day with half a dozen people from the DEC, the state and the county health departments, and an engineering firm they've hired. When the State Transportation Department found the chemical contamination here in 1988, they launched an emergency project to clean up part of the land that lay in the path of their expressway. They demolished the Scobell Company buildings, carted away abandoned drums and tank trailers that had been left behind, and dug out about half the contaminated soil and rock for disposal in landfills. But the remaining acre of land was simply buried under a foot-thick layer of clay and grass and left for later. Now it's 10 years later, and DEC engineer Morris says his main concern is whether any chemicals have migrated away from the site.
What we need to do is to find the nature and extent of the contamination by filling in some gaps with the soil, as well as getting some groundwater, some surface water, some sediment samples, and just defining where it is and how far it's gone.
The DEC staff and an engineer from the firm which will do the actual soil and water testing climb a busy Conrail railroad embankment above the Scobell site. David Chaffin of Parsons Engineering Science says they want to see the best places to take soil samples, which will guide them in drilling a number of test wells.
Today we're looking for access to the locations where we'd like to collect our samples. There's some difficult terrain over here. We want to see if we can find a way for a drill rig, for example, to get access to this area.
Data from soil samples and test wells will tell them where chemicals may have moved from the Scobell land and in which directions. Local environmentalist Diane Hemingway says that's bound to have happened because groundwater can move through the site, even though the contamination was buried under that layer of clay.
Water can get in. It's like putting a lid on a box with no sides and no bottom. So there is movement, and there's movement underneath. They don't cover huge, huge areas with the clay. So as the precipitation falls outside of that clay cap, it moves the water underneath the cap.
The Scobell site is rated Class 2, which means it poses a significant threat to public health or the environment. Yet it's taken 10 years for New York's DEC to begin work here. Hemingway says that's actually pretty fast.
Well, it's a sad truth. It is rather quick compared to some of the other sites. This is a rather small site, but it has some pretty nasty contaminants in it, including Silvex, which is a banned herbicide that has caused a big problem in the Great Lakes.
New York's DEC hopes to have a remediation plan for the Scobell site ready within a year. That's also considered fast. The process of a feasibility study, data gathering, and developing a preliminary plan for dealing with the situation typically takes 18 to 24 months. Then public hearings are held before the plan is approved. The DEC's Morris says because this takes so long, they have to prioritize cases by suspected danger to the public.
Yeah, there's contamination here, but it's isolated. It's not impacting people. People around aren't using the groundwater. It's covered, so it's not a direct contact threat. So other sites are prioritized higher than this. At this point, we've gotten to the point where we're moving on this site now.
Scientists and engineers don't know yet what recommendations they'll come up with for cleaning up the Scobell site. They may eventually decide it's best just to leave it alone, or they may have to call for complete removal of the contaminated soil and bedrock. There's no way to tell until the test data is in, or to tell yet what all of this will cost. And with many more such waste sites still to be investigated, New York's Environmental Superfund is running out of money. The fund may go broke by the year 2000. State lawmakers have begun hearings on ways to keep it solvent. At the Scobell Chemical Company site just outside Rochester, New York, I'm Bud Lowell for the Great Lakes Radio Consortium.